Could you go through the clinical data that's out there right now for these biosimilars that we have? You mentioned that we don't really know what it is for PEG, but what about filgrastim? Can you talk about specifically what was done?
So what was done to get approval was an equivalence trial comparing filgrastim to the biosimilar, filgrastim SNDZ, for a reduction, looking at duration of severe neutropenia and also for the occurrence of febrile neutropenia. And it met its equivalence. It was within its equivalence margins. And that was accepted by the FDA to say, plus they, you know, all the preclinical stuff in healthy subjects, they did PK/PD studies and looked for any evidence of neutralizing antibodies and allergic reactions and so forth. You know, because these are all proteins, you do expect to occasionally see antibodies formed. But what they demonstrated was a very low level of antibody formation. There was no difference between the arms of the trial or in the healthy patient studies between those that got the originator and those that got the biosimilar. So that's what the FDA is really seeking. They're not looking for superiority studies. They're looking for equivalence and being within boundary margins that are established that assures them within, I forget, a 10 or 15% margin that the primary outcome, which in this case, again, was severe neutropenia, was no different between the two agents. And that satisfied them along with the other safety criteria.
And it's, you know, a lot easier to sort of accept something when you can see the action in front of you. You know, you can see the white count. But so many times biosimilars, it's kind of hard to really figure out what benefit, you know, you added on to chemotherapy, for example, bevacizumab, and you know, you don't really see in the individual patient the way you do with growth factors.